It is 4:30 in the morning, and I'm speaking with State Representative Carl Bonack. And Carl, good morning.
Good morning, and good night.
Yeah, an all-nighter. I did them in college, but you guys had a lot of things to work on. Give me your overall thoughts on the process, and I have your press release here too. You know, what are some things about this budget that you like?
What I like is the fact that there's record funding for Michigan schools, and we've also reduced the overall size of state government, eliminating 2,000 what we called ghost jobs or phantom jobs. They were jobs that agencies had, or let's say full-time equivalents, or people that let's say they wanted to fill a position, but they didn't, and they remained unfilled, but the money was there, and maybe it was taken and used in a slush fund. So 2,000 of those jobs were eliminated. So that's good news too. And we also have more road funding, nearly $2 billion more in road funding. So that's gonna help the Upper Peninsula too.
Very important progress for our corrections officers, correct?
Yes, there's a 20% pay increase coming, so that's good. And there's more on the way too. There, we have to do more for our corrections officers.
And you and I have talked about that before, Carl. It's not just about money. There's other things in the department that have to be. We could talk about that at another time, I suppose.
Right. You know, I know they need more corrections officers too. They need some help.
Anything about the budget you don't like? I know the marijuana tax was a big sticking point for some of your colleagues on both sides of the aisle.
You know, and I think that is something that will help to fund some of these things that we need. So the extra tax on marijuana, in my mind, is a good thing. I did vote for that.
Anything else, Carl, before we let you get some sleep, you want to mention to your constituents?
All I can say is that this was a long process, and we're bringing funding back to the UP, and again, for roads and for schools. And another feature of this budget is that we're eliminating taxes on tips, overtime pay, and Social Security income, too.